It's time for another episode of Sink or Swim, the podcast that helps you keep afloat in the sea of business marketing options. Learn what other business owners are doing to keep their businesses thriving and growing, and what almost sunk their ship. Join the voyage as Red Canoe Media owner Will Hanke and his daughter Amber wade through the waters to get you the booty you deserve. Wow, that was a lot of nautical references in three sentences.
Well, hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Sink or Swim. My name's Will Hanke, and with me, as always, is Amber. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, you just had finals last week, huh?
Yep.
How did that go?
It went okay.
Just okay?
Yeah. We'll see.
Oh, okay. We'll see. So, the word on the street is you're taking off next semester.
Yep.
And somebody told me the other day they called it a gap year. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason you're doing that, though, is not because you're taking a break necessarily from school.
Yeah.
But your mom got a job that is going to pay for your school after a year. So that's pretty cool. So during that year, we're actually going to immerse you in business and marketing and all that good stuff and show you what the real world's like, right?
Okay.
Okay. So, well, thank you, everybody, for listening today. We've got a great guest on today. His name is Peter Vexelman. And he is a real estate investor and coach. Peter, how are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. It's a privilege to have you on here. So why don't you go ahead and tell us the 2-minute elevator pitch about your business?
Sure. Well, I am, as you mentioned, a real estate investor. Been doing it for 15 plus years. I've now bought over 3,000 properties. I have an operation here in Atlanta, Georgia. Also have an office in Jacksonville, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Texas, two in California and one in Wisconsin.
Wow.
So doing things all over the nation. The real key to my model, what makes it so unique and what makes it so in such a growth mode right now, is that we've successfully combined a traditional real estate investment company with a traditional real estate brokerage. And so when we go to the market, we basically let the sellers, consumers, decide which options to take. You know, option A, we could buy their property nice and quick and very vanilla kind of a purchase. Or if they don't want to go in that direction, we could then help them list their property and, you know, get the maximum retail price for it. So that model where we're empowering the consumer is really the key to everything we do right now. And it's why we're, you know, literally exploding all over the United States right now.
That's terrific. I've actually done that, and I have a advertising agency, and I think the customized approach to customers it's very well received.
Well, there's absolutely no question about it. You know, there's no question about it. You know, one way to compete in the marketplace is you try to be the better than anyone else, but you know, that's a tough way to compete. There's a lot of people doing a lot of different things out there. So, you know, the ultimate way to compete is, like you said, customization. You know, differentiate yourself from the marketplace, from your competition, and that way, you know, you set yourself up into a playing field where no one else exists. And customization in the real estate right now, that's a big thing. That's what separates us from everyone else out there.
Love it.
So, Peter, how many employees do you have?
I've got about 22 employees here out of our Atlanta offices. And then, you know, we have local people in the locations we're in. So I'd say probably collectively, when you put the Atlanta, where I'm headquartered out of, and in the satellite offices, somewhere in the low 40s.
Oh, wow. And how long have you been in real estate business?
About 15 plus years.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Are you doing this full time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't do something like I do on a part-time basis. No, this is full time.
Awesome. So what got you into real estate? I know I was reading on your website about you had a trailer park and some other things that didn't work, or vending, I think it was vending. And so how did you end up in real estate?
Well, I actually came out of the franchising industry. I had 15 franchises. We had started a company here in the merchant services industry sometime back out of a small office with a buddy of mine. And 3 years later, we had franchised it to 15 different states, and we were doing great. But at that point, it really became a corporate thing, whereas I'm more of an entrepreneur and became a corporate thing. I was no longer really even in charge of my own company. So that's when I sold out of that, was talking to somebody over a beer one night. They told me, they pulled a book out called Deals on Wheels by Lonnie Scruggs, and I read it. I thought it was the most unbelievable thing I ever heard of. It was about mobile homes. Never even heard about them back then. And I went to see Lonnie a couple of weeks later across the United States, spent a day or two with him, came back, bought my first mobile home, and a couple of years later had the largest brokership of mobile homes here in Georgia.
Wow.
And yeah, and then literally what happened overnight, the financing fell out of that industry. We weren't able to pick up financing for our buyers. You know, all the major players got out of it. So this was the next step. You know, real estate was kind of the traditional real estate was kind of the next step up from the mobile home industry. And here we are, you know, 13, 14 years later.
Wow, that's a great way to earn your chops, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So at your other offices around the country, do you remotely manage all of those, or how do you handle that?
Yeah, we centralize the big piece, which is marketing. Real estate is all about marketing. So we centralize that out of our Atlanta operation. And, you know, so like, for instance, into our Jacksonville office, we'll do all the marketing into Jacksonville right from Atlanta. We generate calls of sellers of properties. They come in inbound right into Atlanta. And so we centralize that. And then the boots on the ground, which you have to have in the real estate, we keep that at the local level.
Okay. So you have a call center in
Atlanta? Basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, as you know, this is a marketing podcast, so let's chat a little bit about the marketing side of your business.
Sure.
When you first started, did you have a marketing plan?
I don't know if I had a marketing plan, but real estate is all about marketing. And yeah. So I knew I had to engage in marketing. You know, in the beginning, when you don't have a ton of money, you know, you're trying to figure out ways of doing it that are free. And then ultimately, you know, you get into the paid ways of marketing, and, you know, which actually makes it more predictable and more consistent. So, in the beginning, that's all you're doing in real estate is marketing. You're looking for deals. You know, that's the name of the game in real estate.
Yeah. Was the marketing different between when you were doing the trailers versus doing the traditional homes?
Well, the marketing that I used was different. You know, in the trailer world, it was very much, we did a lot of in the park marketing, meaning, I mean, back then we used to literally go into mobile home parks and knock on doors.
Okay.
And just ask people, you know, are they open to selling their properties? Would they be open, or do they know anyone else looking to sell their properties? I mean, that one line, are you open to selling, or do you know anyone else open to selling? I mean, that line made me more money than so many other things in real estate as it relates to marketing.
That's a great way to ask it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you're talking directly to the owners, which, you know, in any kind of marketing, you want to go directly to the source.
Yeah.
Whereas when we got into real estate, although you could knock on doors in real estate, and we're not above doing that, we did some of that in the beginning. Ultimately, we hired people to do that. In the real estate, we went a little bit more the traditional route, like direct mail, web-based marketing, and stuff like that. Actually, the only thing we did, not I think about in mobile homes, is we did advertising, and we're the largest classified buyer here in Georgia for one of those penny thrifty nickels,
those
penny papers.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, we ran about 100 ads a week with them. For buyers and for sellers. And then we just did hand-to-hand. Not hand to hand, but door knocking. When we got into real estate again, it became more of a traditional, you know, web based, digital, direct mail, phone calls, and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, the target market changed as well.
There's no question. There's no question. And see, in real estate, it's a lot easier than it was in mobile homes to go do specific kind of marketing to the target, because in real estate, there's an actual tax record created of ownership. So you could pull off those tax records and find out who the owners are and go directly to them. Mobile homes are treated like cars, where you just get a title.
Right.
So there's really no way of knowing who owns what. There's no registration. There's no official thing. So there you kind of go more of a guerrilla marketing. You just kind of try to hit it all.
Interesting. But it was probably a good experience to have that first.
Yeah, no, the mobile homes was definitely where I learned a lot about this business.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no question about it.
So what was your first marketing win, and did you do it on purpose, or did it just happen?
Gosh, I think my major made a couple of things. You know, the one when I realized how to work with bird dogs in real estate, and bird dogs are basically individuals that you task to go out there and find deals for you. That was a big aha moment for me, that there's somebody who would be willing to actually go out there and not expect to get paid unless they find something. So they, in essence, you know, worked off commissions on the back end. And I became a huge, huge bird dog person. In the end, you know, we actually set up a whole business model around training bird dogs and working with bird dogs and teaching them and supporting them. And then I guess my next one came with what we're so heavily involved in right now is direct mail. You know, I was hearing about direct mail for years before I started partaking in it. And, to this day, I will tell you, there's nothing out there in real estate that touches direct mail. Absolutely nothing.
Wow. Do you use direct mail for both sides, sellers and buyers?
Just the sellers. Just the sellers. Yep. Just the seller side. The buyers, we actually have an in-house sales team that goes out there and finds buyers and things like that.
Cool. Amber made a funny face when you said bird dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, what? So, in a way, it's almost like a virtual assistant, I guess we could compare it to nowadays, huh? Somebody that does the work for you.
Yep, absolutely.
Except in your case, it wasn't on the hourly. It was based on them actually getting a lead for you.
Absolutely. Yep, okay. Absolutely. Well, not even just a lead, the whole deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's right. They go out there and they secure deals. You know, they go talk to... you know, sellers negotiate contracts. I mean, they get all the way to the closing.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So what kind of marketing efforts are working for you right now? You already mentioned direct mail.
Well, direct mail is how we get about 95% of our deals, you know, still work with bird dogs. We do web-based marketing, you know, where we're driving leads to lead pages. We do a lot. Well, we do, you know, I'm sorry, not 90, probably about 70%. We do a tremendous amount of outbound calls, you know, where we're basically just calling for people that own real estate. And, we do voicemail drops into their cell phones or to their regular phones and to generate, you know, calls, on the back end that way.
Okay. Are you doing texting as well?
No, we're not. I think the reason we decided not to is just because I think the laws are a little bit stricter on the texting. Someone said may have said before. I can't remember why we didn't go in that direction, but you know, we're very, very, you know, we're very focused on the direct mail and outbound calls.
Right.
You know, and we do outbound calls to generate inbound calls. So we have basically predictive dialers that go on the outbound side, and then we take inbound calls in a live environment through our call center.
Very nice. It sounds like you got a good system going.
Yeah. We have a machine. I mean, people, when they come in our offices and they come in from all over the United States looking and watching what we do, they're impressed.
Yeah. It's funny you say machine. I had a conversation with a business owner yesterday, and that's what they're trying to build is kind of this, you know, from start to finish, you know, all the different touches, all the different pieces, and it's quite a process.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, it's got to be a process. It has to be systematized in order for it to function efficiently.
Yeah. Little question off of normal. What are you guys using, a specific CRM for once you get the leads?
Well, right now we're using Pipe Drive, which is just basically a sales-driven, CRM.
Okay.
Well, we're in a process of switching over to Commissions Inc., which is a very industry-specific CRM that we have hopefully be doing here in the next 2 weeks.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's real important too. That, you know, all the systems and then having that CRM in place.
Well, yeah. I mean, because obviously, you know, most sales or a lot of sales aren't done on the front end.
Yeah.
You know, they're done on the back end as a result of follow-ups and things like that. So without a robust CRM system, you're You know, in my right now, 50% of all the deals we're doing are as a result of contacts that I've made, you know, days, weeks, months, sometimes years ago. So, yeah, absolutely critical.
So are you doing any marketing online then?
Yeah, we generate some leads online, you know, in real estate. And you know, I also have a coaching program. And on that side of the world, 95% of my leads are generated online. But interesting, in my investing world, almost none of my leads are generated online. And it really comes down to costs. The cost of direct mail versus web-based marketing in on the investing side, it's not even close. The direct mail is not only the most effective and efficient way of doing it, but it also is the most cost-effective way of doing it.
That's interesting. What do you know what kind of conversion rate you get from the direct mail?
Well, we have astronomical response rate. You know, we some of our materials gets as many as 10 to 20% response rate.
That's terrific.
Yeah, that's about as good as it gets, I think, in any industry. And, you know, and then we obviously, you know, have a pretty good system for following up and things like that. I'm not sure exactly what it is from the time of something gets sent out, what our conversion is to the purchases we make or the retail listings we list, but we have very high numbers, you know, because our marketing philosophy is very simple. We're not looking for quality, we're looking for quantity. Because we know if we'll get quantity in that, we'll get quality.
Right.
But we'll also get those ones that would never have called before because they might not be the perfect place at the perfect time. Whereas we know if we can capture the whole market into our funnels, sooner or later they're going to move. They're going to make some kind of a move, and we'll be the beneficiaries of it.
Very good. On your non-investing side, you said you get quite a bit of leads through the web. Are those because they just find your website through search engine optimization? Are you running Facebook ads?
Yeah, we do some PPC.
Okay.
Again, not huge into it just because of the prohibitive, the cost prohibitiveness of it and
right.
the cheapness of the direct mail. But, you know, I will tell you, you know, we're talking about what our philosophy is in marketing. You know, we're more of a quantity, not quality leads. Whereas when you go to the web, you know, that you're going to get the best quality there. You're not going to get a lot of quantity, but you are going to get the best quality.
Right.
But again, since I'm a volume guy, you know, for us, quantity is very, very important. Very important.
It makes sense. What marketing trends or tactics do you see other businesses are doing that you wish you could take advantage of?
Gosh, like I said, we pretty much do it all as it relates to the real estate investing. There's not many things, there's not many things that people are doing in real estate on the marketing side that we do not partake in just because of our sheer size and, you know, effectiveness in the marketplace. But I guess if I had to choose, I would say, you know, it's going back where we started from, utilizing other people, you know, the bird dogs, as they're called in the real estate business. We kind of really got out of that side of the model. We really got out of that side of the business. And because we got out of that side, the bird dogs is the most cost effective because there's zero cost associated with it.
Right.
You know, you're only paying commission on the back end if something actually closes. And I used to run my whole company off of that. Literally. I mean, we used to get 95%, if not more, of our deals off that side of the model. But then we just kind of got out of it and never really picked it up to a high level. And I know there's a lot of investors out there that they live off of that. So, you know, if you had to say something, if I had to say something, I'd say I wish, and I think we will incorporate our bird dogs back into the thing. And the other thing is we used to do a tremendous amount of signs, and that's a very effective way to pick up deals in real estate. We kind of got out of that side of the model, and but we are now getting back into it. We've actually reloaded in signs again, and so in the next couple of weeks, we should be able to blanket the market with a lot of advertising as it relates to that.
So are you talking about like yard signs or billboards or a mixture of both?
Mixture, mostly yard signs. You know, billboards was not done very well for us. Whereas signs that go out in the streets, they've done really well. They're called mandated signs.
Okay.
We've done really well with those, really well.
Very good.
So are your competitors doing any marketing that you think is cool or uncool?
Cool or uncool? I don't know. Well, look, when it comes to marketing, there are no new ideas. I mean, you know, you guys know that. People don't just one day wake up and, you know, marketing is marketing. It's just there's people that do better and there's people that don't do it as well. It's all about how well you can implement the strategy that you're utilizing. But in the end, we're all doing the same thing. So, yeah, no, I don't think there's anything cool or uncool they're doing. I think we just do it better than anyone else out there. And that's why we get the results we get.
Well, that's good. when it comes to landing customers and sales, what has been your biggest challenge?
When it comes to landing customer sales?
Yeah, leads or sales. Closing the deal, I guess.
You know, we're negotiating many times over phones with the people's most prized possession, their real estate. You know, sometimes it's the biggest transaction they've ever been involved in. I mean, some of them have lived here their whole lives, and you know, and we're contacting them many times out of the blue. And so now you're taking people that have these huge, you know, ties to their places. It's their biggest financial transaction over their lives.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things that come with that, nerves, stress from there and all this. And we're doing most of this right over the phone. So it's a tough process. I mean, in the end, that's why, you know, we have days where up to 500 sellers a day call us. You know, that's the kind of volume we have to create to be able to generate enough volume to sustain our kind of a model. But yeah, we're dealing with pretty high stakes for these individuals. And, again, walking them through these transactions right over the phone.
Interesting.
So what was your worst idea? The one that almost sunk your ship?
Well, nothing's almost sunk my ship, but probably my worst one was billboards. You know, I said I like signs, and then we liked signs so much, we decided to go with the really, really big signs, and that
right.
that was probably about a $30,000-$40,000, you know, mistake in the end.
What do you think was the problem with it? Was it in the wrong area? Was it the wrong message? Or do you know?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I think when it comes to stuff like billboards, you have to really, really commit over a long, long period of time. And I think I just got cold feet. You know, we did it for 4 or 5 months. There was almost no return on revenue. And so we, you know, we bagged that idea.
Yeah. So it's almost more of a brand exposure play.
I think so. I really do. You know, it's for the Coca-Colas of the world.
Yeah.
More or less, in my opinion.
And it's expensive.
It's about as expensive as it gets out there. You know what I mean? That's about as expensive as it gets when it comes to advertising. So, yeah, absolutely.
If money were no object, what is the craziest marketing stunt that you would like to launch?
We're probably maybe heading in that direction. I don't know if it's a marketing stunt, but it's a good way to get publicity out there. We're going to probably start giving away houses to either veterans or, you know, to those in need, and you know, I think that would be a powerful marketing tool, and also one that, you know, would be very well received, and you know, would do good for a lot of people.
That's terrific. Love that idea.
Yep, that's the direction we're going to head into.
Awesome. Well, Peter, thank you for being on the show today. If people want to know more about your business, how can they find out?
Well, if they want to get in the real estate business, or they want to learn how to be a real estate investor, you know, they want to whether they already are in a business and looking up, moving up the food chain, or if they just want to get in the business, the best way to do that is just go to my website. That's coachingbypeter.com. You know, coachingbybypeter.com, and then they can learn about how I could help them become, you know, very, very successful in this industry.
Terrific. Well, thank you again for being on the show. And we will have all this information in the show notes as usual. And we'll even try to find a link to Deals on Wheels. See if we can find that on Amazon and link that up as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's still there.
Very good. Well, again, thank you so much. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Awesome. I enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Sink or Swim podcast, where business owners share their marketing successes and failures. Please leave us a review on iTunes and get all of our show notes at redcanoemedia.com/SOS.